Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Healing Highway, Creation Lightship Healing with Light Ambassador Ron Amatron. We are here live today on bbsradio.com Station 1. It is October 13th, 2014. It's a Monday, and we're so glad you could join us today for the upcoming hour on The Healing Highway. It's a great chance for you to email questions to us about any of the clearings you might have that Ron offers through creationlightship.com, as well as send us testimonials and other questions. You can do that by sending your questions and testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. We already have quite a few for this evening, so we're going to do our best to work through them. You can also access the helpful, user-friendly fast chat from our BBS Radio homepage, and if you go to that, it is bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings, and you can also get to our fast chat that way. It's over on the left. You will get our welcome page with all the announcements, and if you scroll down a little bit, you'll find a link there that says Light Beings. So if everybody wants to click on that, Ron usually does some light being activation, which will bring peace energy to your space for the next hour while the show's on the air, after we do our sample Monday healing. So, Ron, I welcome, and I guess we should go right into that. I've got a request here for you to clear feeling nervous or jittery, kind of some Monday jitters, if you will. So over to you, Ron.
Okay. Well, let's do that here. So jitters could be anxiety, too. We'll just call it jitters, I guess. So here we go. Getting rid of your jitters. Jitters with critters. So here we go. They've seen these energies from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And think of your situation if it's probably, you know, you're just not really centered. Not being in the present moment. So here we go. Facing that again. One, two, three, four, and five. Well, didn't feel too bad. Let's do another one for maybe frustration. Maybe you got frustrated during the weekend or something. So frustration clearing. Here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. That one has a little more energy to it. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody? Now let's energize the three light beings. So here we go. And we always start off with the male one first. So that should be up on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That should be the non-gender light beam. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do the female. So use the word stronger again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So let's see, I guess what's new out there, but I'll be in New York end of the week here for the Expo, New Life Expo in Manhattan, just across the street from Penn Station, the Hotel Pennsylvania. It's the 17th, 18th, and 19th. So hope to see you there if you're that part of the country or that neck of the woods. So great. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. And if you are going to be on the East Coast, it would be great to see you there and to check out Ron's booth. The light chamber will be there. And as far as I know, Ron, people can still send their photos and get them included in the light chamber for a fee, right, if they can't attend this weekend?
That's correct. Yes, yeah, $100. Just do a donation. Send me confirmation of that. That you get from PayPal, and then just send me a picture on an email, and we'll print it out. And voila, you'll be in the light chamber. Whatever's turned on, you're having energies brought to you. just like you do when you have your picture in front of your monitor screen for your own particular healings. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, that's a great way to attend absentee if you can't make it. And if you can make it, we hope to see you there. You can check out the info at newlifeexpo.com. And if anybody out there has done this and either has attended or has gone to the expo via the picture method that Ron was talking about, send us a testimonial and let us know. I know we have a lot of new listeners, and it's always nice to hear testimonials and experiences from past attendees who have gone and who have really had a experience in the light chamber, or maybe feeling like something was removed from them, feeling lighter. I know a lot of people have talked about that. So if you do have an experience you'd like to share, you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I see also our helpful moderator has put the link into the fast chat. So be sure to check there if you need more info about the New Life Expo and Ron's events. Thank you so much, moderator. Okay, so I guess we should just move on to some questions while we're waiting for those to come in, Ron. And the first question has to do with being a martyr. And this person writes, I enjoy most of all in my recent discoveries of life that being kind and free is my way to live. Often I put myself on missions of spreading peace just by being in the moment and being free in my home here. Since I've been doing the clearings, it's gotten so much easier for me. I feel so light, but I am not done with my clearings, and even now I am beginning to see my own dark patterns within this scheme, such as being a martyr. Anyways, my main concern is all of the alien attacks and government courtings or tracking devices. Actually, my energy and light is depleting from the attacks, and I am not only being watched in my house by my parent figures, but also in my neighborhood, caught in some parallel lifetimes, and so they think I have done something. Mind control energy. Maybe you know of a better place. This person writes that they're living in Georgia and moving next week to North Carolina. So they're wondering if you could give them some feedback on these types of mind control attacks and more. So it sounds like they've been doing the clearings, but maybe they're still having some issues with barcodes or something. It sounds to me like barcodes. What do you think, Ron?
Sounds like to me, too. Now that they're moving is good. Well, you're getting out of that situation of being maybe recognized by people. Yeah, it is possible that, you know, somehow got put onto timelines of where you have watchers watching you. What I would first do after you move is I would kind of see who wants to keep tabs on you from where, you know, you left. So remember, you moved. So a person who's probably going to be coming up the most to call you or check up on you or email, I can't guarantee this, naturally, you know. But, you know, maybe that would be your handler, being concerned of where you are. So you might recognize that or realize what's going on, and very possibly because the program that you have been running might or could be put on you over again, and they could bring in, we'll just say, a similar type of handler to you that is going to be in your new location. Well, let's just say it differently here. So let's say that every day you get up and, you know, you have your routine, but you always go to that little coffee stand someplace and get your cup of coffee to go or something. And that's kind of your routine. And maybe behind the counter of that is one of the handlers, make sure that you show up every day. And they say, hi, how you doing? And they read your energy. And it mentioned that, you know, people are watching you. Maybe it's that coffee person. That's your routine. So when you move, naturally, well, more than likely, you know, look for another coffee house, we'll say, or something to go to, you know, to have your routine continuing on in a different location. Well, then they could switch that handler, somebody else, at a different location do the same thing over again. So they're going to be using your patterns of life and maybe create a new parallel life for you so you could be connected to a handler. So I'd look at that aspect. Maybe the handler is bringing all this stuff to you. So anyway, that's kind of what my suggestion would be, is to focus on the handler and see if maybe, you know, you could eradicate some of this stuff by doing some timeline crashing and maybe even, like Elizabeth said, maybe, you know, some type of tracking barcode or whatever, or a lot of those free alien clearings, and maybe do one of those that deal with being a martyr even, since you mentioned that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's such great advice, and I think that would be a wonderful place to start by doing some of the free samples, because handlers are not only checking out your patterns, but your routines. And I guess if you move to a new place, I think that's a great point that you made, that you should also be paying attention to what you start to do and be attracted to. And maybe there's a couple people you keep seeing, even though you're new. You still see one or two people, you know, on a daily or couple times weekly basis, and check out those new routines that you fall into. Like, do you always go to the same grocery store? Do you always go to the same coffee house, or what's going on there? So that's a great point, and I think it is really important to pay attention to that. So I think it was on the last Monday show, or maybe the Monday prior, we did have somebody write in, and they listed all of the barcode clearings. And you can find them if you type in barcode on the search for a healing box on creationlightship.com. And there are, I think, 10 that show up. In addition to that, Ron also offers several free samples, which you can find right beneath the healing login on creationlightship.com. And there are a 2,000-year barcode removal, and I think that's the 2,000 years of darkness barcode removal, an alien head implant removal, alien oxygen code removal, alien tracking barcode removal, which I think that one might be a good place to start for this particular listener. And then from there, after you remove those, you can maybe then move on to some of the other ones, which are the more heavy-duty, you know, barcode. So I think any of these would be helpful. And maybe I would also try the alien remote viewing and alien keyword intercept, which are also free. So I'd be curious to know how that goes, especially after you move, because I think, like Ron said, that's a great way to sort of start separating yourself from all of these watchers and routines that may be interfering with your life and your free will, free choice. So I did get a testimonial here, Ron, from somebody who has been in the light chamber, and they reported feeling a lot lighter, feeling like everything in the room was sparkling after they came out, and feeling like they were able to see clearly for the first time. And then they went on to state that after visiting the light chamber, they felt extremely light, peaceful, and centered. Even though they were in New York City, they weren't looking at anything except what was right in front of them. They felt very grounded and in the moment. In the most distracting city, probably on the face of the earth, this was not easy. And they're giving the light chamber healing sessions all the credit to feeling grounded and at peace.
So
thanks very much. That's great.
I'd like to see, I took out eye implants on the call yesterday, and also hearing ones, and also implants, I think, out of lungs. Let's just maybe, if anybody wants to just maybe send in a little testimonial or something right now, just to see how you're doing with that. Anyway, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
That's great, and I know we had our 8-hour conference call yesterday as well, so Ron does a lot of removing of energetic blockages and implants on those calls. So you can find out more about that at creationlightship.com and also through our BBS Fast Chat page. And we did have a request, Ron, if you have time, could we do the out and in of our spirit tonight?
Someone we can do that, so that this will put you in your body properly.
Okay, great.
So here we go. Some people who are more sensitive will tend to feel to be a little dizzy. So that's you know, if you feel that's perfectly fine. Two is take you out of your typically your top of your head, could come out of the front of you, but we'll go in through your feet. So you're going to come in through your feet, moving up to your body, and then we'll take you out again and bring you in through your feet. So what that does, it helps your legs, you know, your feet, your legs, ankles, et cetera, so hips have a better healing because now your spirit is focused there, or may not be before this. So that's what we do. And then you get into the proper alignment in your body at the same time. So here we go, coming out and in, out and in, out and in. Out and in, 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 out and in. There we go. Mentioning implants, eye and ear, they're actually, you know, the cameras that go into people's eyes that we took out, and also like a little microphone in your ear. So that's what we release from people. You don't know really what's going on with you on all these parallel lives. Oh, you may even be a remote viewer for some aliens out there watching, you know, the territory where you're living. And maybe they want to claim that territory, so they need somebody down here to do that with, you know. So you're like a little spy not knowing it. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks for the sample, Ron. And a couple of things came to mind while you were doing that and while you were talking about that, but the implants and the microphones, the cameras and the microphones and being a remote viewer, somebody wrote a while back, and I never got to this question, but they were wondering if that might be why they have so many problems with, like, upper respiratory issues, breathing, kind of like a post-nasal drip type of a thing, like these physical symptoms. They were wondering if that had anything to do with the fact that they might be microchipped or implanted or something, like they have this annoying cold that doesn't really ever seem to go away, but they're not really sick, that type of a thing.
I would say, yeah, that could be a really good possibility. But yes, maybe the maybe you have little alien critters that are living off of like nasal drip or something, you know, or some type of infection that you can't get rid of and don't want you to get rid of it, so they keep it going. So that is a possibility there. Yeah, I would say that would be probably correct. So if you have something you can't get rid of, it's because they want you to have it. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and if you think it is like implants, what clearings should we do for that?
We have implants on the Alien Attack page, which is Eliminating Alien Attack.
Yep.
That's $30 a month, $10 a week. That could help you. From there, if I would do that first, probably. Then if you say that listening and you had this problem for, say, a year, which would be pretty unusual going through the four seasons typically, you know. Normally things clear up and they come back, you know. So if you happen to have it through the four seasons and the warm temperature didn't get rid of it, you know, then you may want to get onto the body jump start and go into that and different body systems and clearings like we have on there. Also be a curse put on you. When did you get it? Oh, that's the first thing to find out. When did you get it? Who were you around? Who did you talk to? Look back upon your previous life experiences, life situations, and see if got somebody upset with you or something, and then they did this to you. So much going on, but that's what I would do. Oh, if you look at your life and you go, wow, I felt good until I got into my car accident, then everything went downhill after that. Well, then figure out how you got into that car accident. That may have just been the main first part of the program from the aliens or whatever to maybe take you down or something. So look at it and say, oh, what happened here, you know? Or other situations. Normally, you're going to have some type of physical situation with you. It may not make your body hurt, but you may have lost something, too. That could be a possibility. But just look at a situation that causes you distress. So anything that distressed you could be one of these situations of Earth or something being put on you. And it could be jumping through time. I could jump through relatives. Like I said, you know, you may be an entity baby. Maybe your ancestors, grandparents, whatever, hopped in the bodies of your parents, and voila, you popped out. Now they got a body to share. That's called an entity baby. From there, you know, it could be other things happening to you, too. But kind of look at your life and just see what was the major turning point, and just see if you can kind of figure out what happened to you. You know, maybe you went to visit somebody and they did something to you. Oh, and now you can look back on it and go, oh, yeah, I remember that, you know. Got my skin crawling, but I was there anyway and thought it was okay until things happened or went wrong a couple weeks after that. So remember, you are your ancestors, so what did they experience, you know? That's what we talk about all the time. Your ancestors are giving you your life experience. Your stuff, your baggage is on you. That's in your DNA. So what is activated in you now? You're a special situation that jump-started this to work, and all of a sudden now you have all of their traumas with you. Can't get out of it. And, you know, that could be like feeling like you're a martyr. Geez, what do I do next? Things going wrong in my life. Well, what do they do wrong? Bring it on to you. You know, what are you dealing with? And how did you open that floodgate up? So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, Ron. There really is a lot to consider. And it would seem kind of overwhelming, I think, but you really do have to break it down and be aware and be vigilant of what's really going on in your life. And I thought it was great that you said, you know, what did they take away from you? Because I think sometimes that makes me think about like the mind of the body clearing and how we are all born with this innate ability to, well, I guess unless you're an entity baby, like you said, but actually I'm not sure what that would mean for fighting off things like infections and physical things, because I think sometimes that ability becomes taxed because of all this stuff that we're going through, this emotional stuff. So our ability to fight off our own infections is taken away from us because the mind of the body is blocked. So I would imagine if you were to do that mind of the body clearing in addition to, you know, paying attention to what it is that's been causing this and maybe doing some strategic timeline crashing, that might be very helpful for a situation like that. And I guess, too, if you're unsure about where to start, the alien attack page is probably a really good place to begin, because so many of the things that people deal with are caused by these alien attacks. Excuse me. So it is a lot, but you kind of just have to look back and see where you started to feel that way, like Ron said. Somebody on the fast chat said they had a very large lung implant and felt very good after it was released. And I'm just wondering what clearing you did to release it. Was it the alien attack clearing? And somebody else said, after the ear implant removal yesterday, my ears felt like a can of worms were moving out of my ears. Very strange. And interesting. So it seems like people are having a lot of release from the implant removals you did yesterday on the call, Ron. And someone else said, I've gone into the light chamber live in person, and it helped lift a lot of heaviness off of me. I did the unlimited and used it several times. I would recommend it. So, good to know. And I had a couple of other thoughts while you were speaking there, Ron. Of course, I can't remember them now because I was trying to pay attention and take notes on everything that you said.
Oh, we'll just switch over to alien stuff. So, I guess if you people have programs when they're maybe listening to alien information and stuff, you know, friends think that they're crazy, or they think they're going crazy because they may see these things or about these things. We talk a lot about alien stuff. That's what the news is, you know. That's the headlines today. You know, that's what we're dealing with here, is alien stuff. And a person sent me a picture. Somehow, I guess for the last month off and on, they've been getting like sores. I could use maybe welts or marks on their body. So I saw this picture of the person's leg, and I couldn't tell how large it was, you know, because I didn't see the side. So we'll just say that it was like from a cell phone, and maybe it was a let's just say maybe a 6-inch square picture of the person's leg, where this kind of welt thing was on it, or you know, it's like a big blotch. And geez, I saw about 8 alien heads in that sucker, and just like you see in clouds and stuff. So that was pretty bizarre. So the person somehow was perfectly fine, and somehow wanted to ask me what it was about, because they don't know how they got them. You know, they wake up with these things. So kind of working on that, but. That's kind of one of those weird situations, you know, that people do, you know, get. So what, I guess the question would be, you know, how do I know if I'm being watched or attacked by aliens all the time? Well, it depends what program you're running. Oh, and what program they want you to run. That's why we always teach people and tell you that the more spirit energy in your body to help ward off the aliens as they come into you. They can only really come in when you invite them in. You're inviting them in when you leave yourself wide open. That's the way entities come in too. So could an entity, entity of aliens coming to you? It's possible. I normally just talk about entities as being emotional bodies, but yeah, they could probably come in that way. Well, how does a shapeshifter come into people? Men, you know. So your whole life is, unless you're in the moment, you're being controlled by all these other things outside of yourself. That's the darkness. And, you know, it could even be fun for a while. But at that point, realize that stuff may not be exactly, you know, too kosher in your life. It's kind of like maybe people who are having fun with the Ouija board. And, you know, it draws in the spirits, the emotional bodies around. And you know, then all of a sudden, you don't know what you're getting, you know. It doesn't matter what they tell you. It could be great information. But are they going to be hanging on you or coming into you because they like you? And you allow them to do that because you're allowing them to use your body to move that little thing that moves on the table, you know? So, and, you know, we can go from there into other things like channelers and stuff who get information from the Beyondo and believe they're channeling some type of very pure alien or, you know, contact press secretary or something giving them the news of the day, you know, all these wonderful channelings coming through. But what are they doing to that person's body in the meantime, and what's the keywords that they're giving out to other people who are their followers? Oh, it just gets to be, you know, once you kind of live long enough and you kind of look at the whole scenario, been there, done that, and, you know, all you want to do is eventually get into peace. Everything else may not be what it seemed to be or started doing something. That's what we try to teach people, is to get into the moment, to have peace. That's source energy. Everything else is just mind control stuff taking you from here to there. And sometimes it can be very, very damaging, you know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and you also mentioned curses, Ron. So it could be something like that, too. Instead of or in addition to alien attacks. So there is a lot to release. And I think maybe, there was another comment I wanted to read about Saturdays. Okay, yeah. Thank you for clearing the curse my father put on me as a child on Saturday night. I feel so happy and free now. I know something huge left me. So I guess that was on the Saturday Night Live program. You must have done a sample clearing, and that's great. Good to know. Yeah, it's hard to imagine, I think, sometimes what the agenda is and why this keeps happening, and I don't really think there is an answer, because it, I think, all depends on, like you said, Ron, what programs they want you to run and what timelines they want to put you on. So if you really want to take back control of your life, you have to get on the timeline crashing and also do a lot of those barcode removals, depending on what your individual situation is. So someone was asking about, for a sample of the alien head connector removal and then a shutdown or closing of our crown chakra.
Okay, so this is a free clearing online, which you can do. So just know that. You go underneath the login key on the left. And I think the second box down is the free sample healings that's there. And this is on there. So here we go. Head connectors, releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's see how that healing for you. I'll do another one, which is the alien stuff, too. This is the satellites. They kind of go together. So here we go, satellite clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Then you got the remote viewing. So if you happened to be on the call yesterday and you got that camera out of your eye, maybe this might feel different this time. It went on each eye. Had, 3D or something, you know. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what we'll do is spirit infusion. So what this does, as you have stuff released from you, all the stuff on the website is to get stuff out of you. Don't bring anything into you except your spirit. Now, you can't get more spirituality. You know, people tell you that you can get this and get that. Well, your spirit already has it, so might as well get your spirit to help you out. They bring you the clarity rather than trying to get some type of external program at it to give you something back into mind energy, even more worse than what you were before you started doing something. So here we go. What you don't want is these implants and attunements and things happening to you. So here we go. Spirit infusion. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And if when you do the death barcode, alien death barcode, you also get a stress barcode with that. Stress kind of goes a little different direction because some people really get stressed out, and that stress can actually give you a death product too at the end of it. So you're doing actually two clearings when you sign up to do the alien death barcode. So you get two clearings in there. Normally you do the same amount for the stress, so it actually releases you a lot from this emotional stress that you've been dealing with. Death one can actually bring on stress. You could consciously, the body will actually know, but to you it's more like a subconscious thing. Worrying about the stress that you're dealing with. And stress dying is a big one. Also have stress that can give you death. So it gets rid of something that you're fretting about, like we talked about initially at the show here, you know, having things bothering you. So that's what that clearing is good for. Or, you know, it's needed a lot. So the, I think we, people have been asking about sometimes about the signing up for the soldiers, and so far that's not needed for any new enlistments. Almost everybody is offline right now and not actually doing any battles with the aliens. So, you know, the ones that were, well, maybe, I think I enlisted people probably maybe 3-4 years ago, but almost everybody, 99% of the people, are no longer on active duty doing that. So, if you're just wondering about that one. I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, Ron. And it's been kind of crazy out there, so I'm not surprised. So I have a testimonial from a listener who writes that they are new to the Sunday 8-hour calls. I find them very relaxing, so relaxed I had to lie down for the last 3 hours. And they're wondering, did you work on the bone marrow? Anyway, feeling better slowly. Thanks.
I know I did, but I can remember anyway, did do the Amber Blood. That
okay.
Does work with that automatically. So, yes, any type of blood clearing. And we did work with the liver. We did oxygen infusion. So, yeah, all that stuff does work with the blood. And there's so much more going on that I don't even normally bring it up any longer. We just kind of keep it, you know, very simple. But anyway, yeah, we got rid of worms and all different types of things that are crawling inside of us. I don't normally bring them up anymore what they are, because I just don't do that. I could, I guess, but, you know, people, you know, may not like to hear it. They already know that they're in there, so they just feel them get released. Back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And I remember myself when I first started doing the Sunday calls, I was so exhausted I would just have to like lie down for the entire call. I think it's what it is so much as being released. And I know we've had other people write in about that too. It's just you have to do the spirit infusion sometimes afterwards. That's very helpful. And also drink all of the activated water that Ron activates and during the call, as well as, you know, maybe get on and do some of your own through the website, because it really does help clear you out a lot. So just give your body time to catch up to the clearings that you are experiencing, and you should be fine.
Also, you know, on the clearings, you do those, you may want to put up another light beam, for spirit infusion. So you can do that also. There's some of the free clearings have that on there on the last step. So you may want to have that with your clearing. So that's what I'd recommend too. That way, getting the infusion instantly if you have something released. Although you can do it at the very end also. But some people, they like just having it up because they feel a little more secure. And they may feel the energy moving a little quicker in their body. So it's all up to you. I'd recommend probably if you could put up another light beam just to do that clearing while you're running, any clearing would probably be very nice for you. We have a lot of people who have found creative ways to use the clearings, which I never thought of, but they doing them all the time. They go, I found a little shortcut here, or I found a better way to improve it, Well, what you can do is do same type clearing. Like let's just say you're working with depression. So you put up timeline crashing for depression, that will work fine. You could do even your whole life unlimited depression clearing. If you have that at the same time, you may want to do other clearing that deals with depression that you could put up. So if it's depression on your whole monitor screen, then that's great. So you keep it all the same, but you could run different clearings with that same particular title for you. That way you could probably get down a lot quicker to have a lot more energy at least. So back to you.
Okay. That's good to know, Ron. And yeah, sometimes just the extra light being is also nice to have up too, just to be running like a healing, or if you're doing a particularly difficult, maybe part of a healing. So that's good to know. And the next question, I guess, moving right along, I got a question from a listener who is on jury duty tomorrow, and they're wondering what clearing can they do. Well, that's a good one.
Well, boy. The first thing is judgment, I guess. So right away, you're judging somebody. I guess I won't go any further than that.
Yeah, I think that that's a pretty complicated one because the entire system is based on judgment, which doesn't exist in the light. So there is, I think, a judgment clearing. I would also do a cording clearing afterwards, too, or get on the weekly cording call if you could, because that would probably be a good place to start getting all that other people's energy and do the I now command my body energy to shrink wrap. If anybody's going to be touching you or you're going to be, sitting next to people, probably. I'm just looking here for some maybe additional clearings that might be helpful. There's also a guilt release clearing. And I don't know, Ron, what do you think about doing an education clearing?
Oh, that's a very good clearing to do, the education ones. If you're looking at in on a jury, right away you have to judge something. Are you running into a past life yourself, or maybe you had your head cut off, or maybe you were the person holding the rope on the guillotine or knocking somebody's head off. You have to look at that. What are you doing that for? Okay. I'm just trying to look at this a different way as far as a past life. So why are you there? What past life are you recycling? Okay. Now let's look at the other situation. So you're there with the other jurors, and you are typically having, you know, judging a person for what they have done. And what about all the psychic attacks that are going to you from the people that want you to vote a certain way and you don't do that, okay? By the way, you're cursed. I don't know. That sounds like a really big lesson to me. You know? I think Jesus talked about that, you know, about throwing stones and stuff at somebody, you know? Oh, anyway. I won't go any further than that.
Someone also recommended, Ron, to do the space clearing on the courthouse. And
yeah,
I think
a judgment might
actually be within another clearing. Like if you were doing an emotional clearing, you could probably put judgment in the either in this special box or like do it as like one of the drop downs. I just can't remember off the top of my head which one it's in. And someone else recommended timeline crash it on the jury case. There's also an energetic places courting release and an energetic people courting release, which might also be helpful in that type of a situation where you have to go somewhere or be with people you're not really choosing to be with, or you don't really want to have to make decisions in order to be with them. So there was a request on the fast chat for can you release infinite love timeline to relatives? But I'm not sure what exactly that means.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I don't know what to say on that. Oh, and also on the court thing, are you judging the person the way they look, the way they act, the way they talk, their answers? Maybe entities came into that person and did what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're being accused
That's a good
of
point.
That. So now you're, in a sense, you're going to sentence somebody or say that they're guilty. Did that body do it? Did an entity do it? Well, I'd say, where's the court for entities, you know?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
No, there's no court for that. So, you know, I don't know. Why would you want to put yourself into that situation? You know, that's what I would say. Well, it's just running a past life. That's all I can tell you. Running a past life on something, that's why you're there. Fuck.
Yeah, that's a very tricky one. It could be any number of things going on there. So I wonder if anybody has any suggestions on the fast chat, if you want to just type them in. So far we've talked about doing the space clearing, doing the energetic people courting and places courting releases, and maybe trying to clear judgment from an emotional clearing, using that as one of the suggestions. So... yeah, just it's kind of like one of those situations where you can't really get out of it. And then someone also suggested to have the person stay on the Creation Lightship timeline and stay heart-centered, and they probably won't be chosen. So that's something to try. Like if you do maybe the Be Here in the Now clearing and command your spirit to drop your thoughts from your mind into your heart center, perhaps... just by being in the moment, they won't pick you. So, very interesting. I would be curious to know whether this person gets picked if they do a bunch of timeline crashes and a bunch of clearings the night before. Who would pick you? I mean, would you get picked? Just curious. Okay, so the next question is about a cat, and the cat is going through heart failure. They have a friend who I guess has a cat who's going through heart failure and could use the heart and stomach clearing. And they're wondering if we have an archive date for the animal clearing show. And they're wondering, is that show active and can I keep running it? So maybe
I think it was a Monday show, wasn't it? Maybe 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, maybe we could do...
Just have them listen to the Monday shows. I think it was Monday. Maybe go back 3 weeks, month ago, you know, on the Monday shows.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to an archive on this here and you don't know where you are, I'd probably start maybe the middle of September or something.
Yeah.
Maybe go a show before and after that on Mondays and just see if we have that on there.
Yeah, so that would be maybe September 8th, 15th, or the 22nd. I seem to remember it being around that time too, Ron.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, should we do a sample clearing, heart and stomach?
No, I'll just have them go to the archive.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay. So I did also have a testimonial come in about, September 5th for the animals clearing. Thank you so much. Somebody put that in on the fast chat. So it's September 5th, 2014.
Oh.
And also animal clearing September 8th, 2014. On the animal clearings,
good.
It's the CLS archive show for September 5th and September 8th. Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate that.
It's over a month ago. I'm sure flies.
Yeah. I know. Feels like we just did that show. So the next question is from actually a testimonial, and this person is wondering, it's about the light chamber, so I'm getting my questions mixed up here. They write, they have been doing the creation chip clearings for several years before they had opportunity to see Ron at an echo and go into the light chamber. And that has resulted in their being more powerful in their spirit and better able to stay in the now. They recommend it to anyone who can attend. So just in case you missed this, Ron is doing the New Life Expo at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York, the 17th, 18th, and 19th of October, which is this upcoming weekend. So check out the website, New Life Expo, and also check out links on our Fast Chat announcement page for the upcoming date for that. If you are on the East Coast, it would be great to see you there. So let's see. Okay, so cat question got answered. Oh, and then the jury, I guess the jury duty person wrote in again and said, believe me, I evaded this for many years. I only went because threatened me with jail time and $1,000 fine. Yikes. Gosh. And they picked me for the first day. I tried so much to get out of it. I would just keep time crashing that. Seems like they might be able to, I don't know, things happen. So we are coming down to the end of the show, and I guess we have time for a few more questions, Ron. So someone's asking on the fast chat, I fell asleep last Saturday while on the light ship. Are there any healing going on when it happens?
Oh, yeah. If you fall asleep, it's no problem. You're still absentee
okay.
at that point, and you're still on the light ship. And a lot of times, the energy could be really strong for you, maybe only. And, you know, the densities are being taken away. And sometimes the body just needs to relax and to allow itself, the body, to have more healing, get rid of the mind energy. So the mind energy may not be completely and fully active, we'll say, when you're resting and going to sleep. So your body can relax. And then at that point, it still knows what's happening, and the healings are taking place probably maybe even much more than it would be if you're awake. A lot of the healings do take place when you're sleeping. So everything is just waiting for your body to accept healing. And maybe the acceptance would be to get the mind out of the way. Energy's there. You have all this energy around you, and you may not get it right in that exact moment when we're doing something, but it will happen to you when you're sleeping. So it's about that time, looks like, everybody. So I'll just say blessings. I will not have any conference calls this coming week. We'll just, if you did pay for them, just move it back, you know, another week, and we'll be starting them again after again. So hopefully we'll see you in New York, in Manhattan there, across from Penn Station. And Penn Station is next door to Madison Square Garden, in case you don't know that. So it's a nice big block, and we'll be across the street there, and hope to see you all at the New Life Expo. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth.